A reading from the prophet Zechariah. This word of the Lord of hosts came. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. The word of the Lord. When you were a child, did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap for saying a bad word? It happened a couple of times for me, and that was enough. I learned quickly that if I said certain words, I would soon be tasting soap again. So I didn't. And through the rest of my childhood, soap was just used for washing. Let me break the rule anyway and say a word which, for most of us, is probably a bad word. Ready? Here it comes. The word is transition. Reminds me of a Chinese curse I heard years ago. May you live in interesting times. Could be, may you live in a time of transition. For those of us who prefer some kind of pattern to our daily lives, transition and interesting time are taboo words. They leave us twitchy and have us looking over our shoulder in anxiety. Ever since my college days, the church has been going through a period of transition. There's a lot I like about it. As John the 23rd had promised at Vatican II, a window's been opened to let in fresh air and the Holy Spirit. But there's a downside to some of the transition we are experiencing. And it makes transition feel like a bad word. In our country, in the United States, we have a church research center called the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate. We call it CARA. Their recent report gave some disheartening statistics, which most of us probably have already suspected anyway. For example, in the last 25 years in our country, the total number of diocesan priests has dropped 25%. In the last decade, the number of women religious has dropped by 10,000. And in that decade, 1,359 parishes have been closed. And only 38% of weddings involving at least one Catholic spouse are taking place in a Catholic parish. Only 38% of the weddings. Well, enough of that. Any doubt that we're living in a time of transition? Feels like a bad word, transition. Zechariah is called a minor prophet, but there's nothing minor about his message. He's writing to a people in transition. They're making their return from Babylonian captivity back to Jerusalem and the countryside. They're free from slavery, but there's so much to do. they're going to have to rebuild their lives from scratch. I'm sure people in our recently flooded states are asking and thinking about the same questions. How are they going to do it? So Zechariah speaks a message to them which must have seemed impossible. He promised that the scattered Israelites, quote, from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun, that they'll be brought home, that Jerusalem will be habited again with, quote, old men and old women sitting in the streets, a city filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Finally, he says, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts? The people are in transition. It's a painful time. But God is with them. I'm sure that our transition period in the church isn't going to return us to what it was like in the church in my boyhood. As the kids today say, been there, done that. I don't hear Zechariah making a promise of a new joyous time in the church right away, but who knows? Zechariah is suggesting that we need God and are dependent on God's grace in the church, as always. And he's reminding us that God has not forgotten us. It's not by accident, I think, or coincidence that our prophet's name, Zechariah, means God remembers. God has not forgotten us, has not left us on our own to muddle through our current transition. I don't know what God has in mind for us, but our God hasn't stopped breathing life into us. So I kept reading the CARA report and saw signs that God's breath is still breathing fresh air into our church. For example, in our country, there are over 18,000 lay ecclesial ministry candidates working towards a certificate in ministry. 18,000 lay people. And almost 6,000 are working towards a graduate degree in ministry. Training in lay ministry hints of an emerging Pentecost, because these courses are not only taught in English and Spanish, but also in Portuguese, Haitian Creole, Vietnamese, Korean, Chinese, even Navajo. It's an emerging Pentecost, a feast of tongues. We may be in a transition time, but God hasn't forgotten us. God remembers. We people in transition gather at Eucharist today before the God who promises, I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice.